ready? Here we go.
The Hit Breakfast Show.
All right.
Thanks to McDonald's. Grab a McCafe iced coffee made with the new McCafe blend.
The Cliffo and Gabby podcast. I have a confession to make.
Ooh, yes.
It's a bit of a weird one. I've been sitting on this and I waited all morning throughout the live radio show to, you know, sort of slip this in there, and
I
the opportunity
like
never came up. Nah, it's nothing major, but it's a bit WTF. Yesterday, I wore my Apple Watch all day.
Yeah.
Completely, with a completely dead battery.
Oh, yeah.
It was completely dead. I hadn't charged it, but the thought of not wearing anything around my left wrist is like, I can't do that.
Yeah.
Like, I can't just have my watch tan on display all day. And people are asking the question, where's your watch?
Where's your watch?
Because I have full on, like, even when I'm not wearing a watch, it looks like I'm wearing a watch because of the changed color of the skin.
I feel, yeah, I'm the same with my engagement ring. If I put it in for a clean, I feel really naked without wearing it. And I have this, like, real big indent on my finger. Mm. Like, look at that. There's a huge indent in my finger where the ring goes.
Dude, that
so
thing's
going to
cut
really
your circulation
obvious.
Off one day.
With your watch, though, how often do you have to charge it?
Every second day.
Every second day.
What about you?
It's better than my old Apple Watch had to be every day and wouldn't even last that long. But my new Garmin, once a week. It's like the Nokia.
I told my daughter one, because my daughter's only seven, so she's starting to get interested in technology. And I told her, hey, back in the day when mobile phones were new, you would charge them like once a week.
Once a week.
And her mind was blown.
Wasn't that the day, though? Like, how brilliant that you're able to use your device
well,
for a full week.
I always say, too, your first Nokia, like, everyone stop and think back, because I think we all had a Nokia or a Motorola. First phone or whatever, that still exists somewhere.
Oh,
like that is still
That's
together.
That's not breaking down.
It's not breaking down, man.
Definitely not.
God, don't make them like they used to. Thank you for downloading the pod, everyone.
Just because your body's a wonderland doesn't mean everything about it is good. You know, there's the back streets, the rubbish dumps.
Wonderland.
Like
every
dirty corner.
Theme park has the behind the scenes bit where the staff get changed.
Yes.
And that's not that fancy.
It's like the unspoken embarrassment.
Your body's a true wonderland. Mm. All the nice glittery bits and the bits that we don't share.
And I did have an embarrassing body moment just the other day that I thought I'd share. And if anyone else has an embarrassing body bit, you can share yours as well. Make me feel better about myself because I have psoriasis on my scalp. Mm. And if you don't know what psoriasis is, it's pretty much eczema, but worse. And it gets real scaly and it like it makes me look like I've got really hectic dandruff because I get a real buildup of skin on my head, under my hair, and it flakes off like really, really bad dandruff.
I try
Sometimes
to be
it comes off in chunks.
A good friend.
And dust
so
my
when
shoulders.
You're, you know, wearing black, it's the worst.
Yeah, it is.
I'll
Especially
give you a little
wool.
Dust or I'll tell you. Sometimes I don't want to touch it, depending on how close I'm feeling to you. So I'll just tell you to
That's
give yourself
fair.
A brush off.
Yeah. And sometimes it can come out like literal chunks, like 5 cent piece chunks of skin peeling off my head.
Was it Austin Powers who did that?
Yeah, Gold member.
Gold member.
He would peel it and eat it.
And he's like, yeah, oh, that's a keeper.
I do not.
Put it in a box for later.
So I don't do that. But it definitely stung me just the other day. I decided to try a new workout. It's like Reformer Pilates, where it's Pilates, but it's on this bed that one of the parts of it moves on springs. And so you get a bit of resistance when you're doing your movements. And you lie down on it for some things. And it's a black kind of leather machine.
Right.
And I lay down on it. And for the next move, we had to stand up. And when I stood up, I looked. There was flakes of skin all over this machine. Yeah. So really discreetly, I'm trying to like flick it off with my towel. Just like, oh, no one's going to notice. But it was so obvious. It was like something had snowed on this machine. And so embarrassing. Happens to me on the reg. But 131060, join me. What do you have going on in the embarrassing body stakes?
This is such a thing they made a whole TV show about it. 131060.
What are you looking at?
I've got this thing going on. Hold on.
What is
it?
It?
Under my arm here. See that?
Oh, yeah. You got like a little skin.
What is that?
It's called a skin.
Michelle calls it my nubbin.
It's not a nubbin.
My
that's
third
a,
nipple.
That's a
yeah,
third nipple.
She reckons it looks like a nip under my arm.
I used to call them waggly things, but they're skin Skin tags. Skin tags. That's
producer
what it is.
Brooke, have you ever seen that on my body? Have you ever seen that little flaky bit of, that little floppy bit of skin I got under my arm?
No, I haven't.
Do you like it?
Ew.
I want it.
Ew. You guys are feral. 13, 10, 16. You weren't expecting that, were you? 13,
what a, what 10, a weird 16. Producer Brooke thing to say.
What's your embarrassing body thing? What have you got going on in the embarrassing body state?
Nathan, what have you got going on?
It's not me. It's my partner.
Oh, okay.
Okay, what have they got? In.
She's got a third earlobe.
A third earlobe.
So it sits behind her ear. It's kind of like when the scientist tried to put an ear on a mouse.
Oh, yeah. Does she pierce it?
No, unable to get it pierced or a piercing in that area.
I was going to say, wouldn't
go through too.
That'd be very inconvenient because earrings only come in pairs, don't they?
Exactly, yeah.
Three
can't buy a third.
At a jewelry shop. Can I get three
How
of those,
rando.
Please? 13, 10, 60. Lisa is here. Lisa, embarrassing bodies. What's going on?
I have got two toes that are joined together.
Oh, so it's not just webbing, like they're actually fused.
Yeah, well, I've got a little tiny bit at the end that's not fused, but the rest is. So, it's quite embarrassing to wear thongs and stuff. You think that people are looking at it, but...
Which two toes are they? So it mustn't be big toe and second toe because you wouldn't be able to wear thongs.
No. It's my second toe and my third.
That's all right. As long as you can wear thongs, who cares?
Yeah,
that's still right. I know. It just makes me a bit self-conscious, that's all.
You mind up to it. 13, 10, 60 wheels here. Embarrassing bodies, Will. We've all got something going on. What have you got going on?
Mate, I've got four nipples.
Four nipples?
You've got you've got two nipples and two nubbins.
Yep, you can say that.
how are they set out on your body?
I've got just straight under the other ones. Just on my ribcage.
Wow. So they're just up and down diagonal nips.
Do they look the same or are they a little smaller?
One's like a tiny little mini nipple.
Okay.
And then one's just a nipple, no areola. It's tiny though.
I don't know why. I want to see it. Well,
you want to see it?
Yeah, send us a photo, son.
I kind of want to see all four pierced.
All four pierced?
Yeah, let's do that. Are you available this afternoon? Will, come in. Come in, mate. No.
We do have the wonderful Alex Nation on with us right now. You'd know her from Richie Strawn's The Bachelor, also from Bachelor in Paradise. She's just had a bub and gotten engaged, so lots happening with Alex Nation. How are you?
I am so good. How are you guys?
Good. Congratulations. How is life with the new addition?
It is amazing. I'm still very much in a Maxwell love bubble.
Has Maxwell done the old, you know, open the nappy, the fresh air hits the willy and psst, all over you yet?
Yes, he has. And the poo explosion as well.
Great. Oh, it's all the joys. All the joys, Alex. I'm glad you got to experience it early on.
You also have your 10-year-old son, Elijah. How's he going with the new bub?
He is amazing. He's such a good help, but he does get bored of Max very quickly.
Yeah, he doesn't do much yet. That's the problem. Give it a year.
Not fun for him yet.
We wanted to ask you, Alex, the new Bachelorette started last night. Did you watch it?
No, I didn't. I actually don't have TV.
What?
What?
Yes, I moved to the country and... now live a very simple life and I don't have television.
Wow, that was so unexpected. I wanted to play something for you though because you were referenced in the show, as I'm sure you
so
would have assumed.
I find that so funny because you don't have a television. You got famous on TV. You don't have a television, but you were talked about it.
On TV.
On TV last night.
Yes, please play it though.
Yeah, I'm sure you're not surprised that you were mentioned. So you and Brooke had a bit of a... fling in Bachelor in Paradise, but then it didn't go any further. And a little montage of that was played out on The Bachelorette last night. And then Brooke said this just after.
When I think about that experience, I do get a little bit sad still.
Aww. Do you think about it as well?
Look, that was a long time for me now. And, you know, I've always thought Brooke was an amazing young woman, but obviously at that time it didn't work out for us. But if it had of, I wouldn't have met the love of my life now and had my son, and she wouldn't be experiencing this amazing experience she is now.
Well, that's true.
There's a few barriers that have been broken as well too with Brooke's casting. The first Indigenous woman to be a bachelorette and the first bisexual woman as well, too. So
it's
just great to see those barriers broken down. This wouldn't have happened 10 years ago.
No, it is so good. And, you know, she is the best person for young people to be looking up to as well. Like, the representation is everything.
How do you reckon you would have gone if on your season of The Bachelor with Richie Strawn, there was girls and guys in the mansion together? Do you reckon you would have been distracted from The Bachelor and just hooked up with each other?
Yeah, well, you know, I actually wondered how that was going to go because, you know, my season I had Megan and Tiff.
Yes.
And, yeah, and I actually saw chemistry between them in the house.
Wow.
So I saw that firsthand and I kind of thought, hey, these two kind of have a thing. But, yeah, I feel like people will hook up with each other.
Definitely.
Oh, I can't wait to see. Who do you think Brooke will go with at the end of The Bachelorette? Do you think she'll choose a girl or a guy or just no idea? It's just whoever she falls for.
Yeah, I think the heart wants what the heart wants and it will be whoever she falls for. I have been playing catch up this morning on socials. And I love that Jamie is in there.
Oh, my God, yes. So Jamie was also one of the girls on the Honey Badgers season. Right. And her and Brooke were best friends in the mansion. And now they're dating. They actually had a little pash on last night.
I love it.
That is good sizzle, guys.
Yeah, it is.
So good.
Wow. Oh,
thank you so much for joining us, Alex. What have you got on the go at the moment? Do you have any business ventures that you're walking down?
I am mumming, living my best country life, and my partner and I are actually starting something fun online.
Oh,
yeah.
And it will show lots of my intimate life.
Okay.
Interesting.
So that's a bit of a...
OnlyFans?
A bit of a thing.
No.
No. I will not be going down the OnlyFans.
Okay, great.
That's
just
so 2020, Gabby. Please catch up. Alex Nation, we do love you. We loved your time together with Brooke Blurton. I don't actually know why you guys split up because you both speak so beautifully about each other. But hey, it's good it happened because you met the love of your life and you're so happy now. And we can hear that in
Everything
your voice.
Everything happens for a reason.
True.
Love you. Thanks, Alex.
No, you're welcome. Thanks, guys.
Trying to get the whole state vaxxed before the borders open in December. And to do so, it's actually been announced that there's going to be a few more vax hubs opening up this weekend to get everyone in.
100 at schools all over Queensland. So we thought we'd get the education minister on, Grace Grace, just to talk about that. Grace Grace, it's always great to have you on.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Talk us through what's happening with these extra vaccination centres happening around Queensland this weekend, Minister Grace.
Yes, look, we had a trial of 18 schools, very successful. 4,500 people went through and got vaccinated. And this weekend, Saturday, we've got 100 Queensland high schools right throughout the state. And we're really looking forward to our largest vaccination blitz in our schools to date.
Okay, and why did you guys see it necessary to open up more vaccination centres?
I guess we found that it was so successful in the 18 that we trialled and that people felt it was a really safe place to go. A lot of families coming out, PNCs doing their sausage sizzle fundraisers and all of that kind of stuff. And we thought it would be terrific to continue to link up with our health colleagues and roll this out for Saturday at over 100 schools, all opening their doors on Saturday from 9 till 3. Walk in and get vaccinated. Get your mates, get your family and get vaccinated.
Perfect. First Bunnings, now schools, we can all get our vaccination in time for the borders to open. We're actually trying to help you guys, Minister Grace Grace, and we created a song in order to encourage more vaccinations. We're going to play it for you. Give us your opinion after this.
Tell us what you think of this one. Education Minister Grace Grace.
Vaccine, 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 vaccine. I'm begging of you, Queensland, get the jab.
December 17. That's the forecast date and it sounds fab.
Corona we don't want to share. To pass it on, I just can't bear. That's why I lined up for my second dose.
While needles are quite morose, COVID-19 is more gross, and nothing can compare to you, vaccine.
Vaccine, 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 vaccine. I'm begging of you, Queensland, get the jab.
December 17, 17, 17, 17. If we're not open, Christmas will be drab.
Get the vaccine. Get the vaccine.
What do you think, Education Minister Grace Grace?
I would say as careers as singers, you're probably doing really well as radio announcers, yes.
But you appreciate the help, right?
The song is great and we really appreciate the help. Let me tell you, if you can get people out with that song, I will join you and sing it with you anytime
oh,
you
wow.
want.
Oh, we might have to take you up on that, Minister Grace Grace.
No, we're a duet, I'm afraid.
Oh, it's only a duet. And I wanted to become a trio with you both. Oh, but whatever we can do to spread the word, that is really a great step in the right direction. And we really need 12-year-olds and over to come out. And if they do it by listening to your song, I've got you.
That's a tick.
100%.
That's a win. That's a win. Hey, we have to run. Education Minister Grace Grace, good luck with the extra vax clinics. Thank you so much for your time.
And thank you for your time, Cliff Owen Gabby.
It's a bit of a weird one. So yesterday I was on with the, let's just say, the gas company that I have just left.
There's not many gas companies. So,
no, but we'll I'm just still assume. Not going to name them. Okay. It was a gas company, but I'm not going to name them because, you know, the whole being sued thing, not desirable. But we moved house and we had like plumbed in gas and we don't need that anymore. So I had to call and cancel it all. Thing was, I was in credit with the gas company because you know me, I like to budget, right? So I was paying the bill like a little bit every pay or whatever. And I was paying $30 every fortnight. So I've rung them yesterday and they're like, yes, you are in credit, $27.68.
Okay.
Thing is, so that's what they owe me. I've paid them too much money, $27.68.
So can they just return that to you?
That's what you'd think. So the thing is, every fortnight I was paying them $30. So essentially, pretty much most of my whole last payment is just
it's credit.
Too much. It's all credit. And the guy, and I wasn't actually talking to him on the phone. I rang, but they're like, oh, it's quicker and easier if we do live chat. And okay.
Really?
Click the link. So it's all over live chat.
Like Messenger.
On my phone. Yeah, like Messenger. And he kept putting... I'll say his name because I'm sure it's not a real name. He said his name was Elliot and he kept putting emojis in it. And I'm like, yeah, trying
I'm
so
relatable.
Hard. Yeah, right? So anyway, so he's like, yes. Elliot's like, yes, you're $27.68 in credit. Your last payment was $30. The easiest way for us to get this back to you, he said, is for us to refund your entire last payment, which
so
is
reverse
$30.
The payment. Okay.
But that would mean that I am exactly $2.32 then in debit to them, to which Elliot says, don't worry, we will post you a bill for the $2.32 to your new address.
Come on. It costs more in stationery and postage. Just wipe it.
That's my thing. And by the way, what a weird process
I know.
For this energy company or
we'll
whatever.
Return all that to you, but then you pay us again.
Can't you just refund the $27.68?
Yeah.
No. The easiest way for them to do it is to refund the entire last payment and then to put together a bill, like a piece of paper. They're going to print that. They're going to put that in an envelope. They're going to put a stamp on it for $2.32.
It just makes me mad because, yeah, that might be the easiest way to do it for them, but, like, it's not
logical,
the smartest way to
like,
do
logically,
it, is it?
Logically,
like,
it's
come
not
on.
The best. But I feel like in the age of the bots doing all the automation
right,
and stuff like that. Like
logic
a bot,
is out the window.
A bot doesn't know. Like a bot will send you a bill for matter of cents.
Yeah.
Because it just sees that, you know, we're not balancing the books here. We need to do that.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter that it's going to cost more in stationery.
Then just do it.
The bot has to balance, you know. 13, 10, 60, we want to put it out there. Can anyone beat it? Because in the day and age when the bots are sending out the bills.
There's no human logic going into it.
They don't know. They don't care. They just send the bill. We're owed $2.32.
If there's something owing, we will send.
Bill that sucker. Mm. 13 1060 is our phone number. Chris is here. Chris, can you beat like a lower bill than $2.32, mate?
Yeah, mate. $0.68.
What kind of bill was it for?
So it was a rental water bill.
Oh, because you have to pay for anything above the rates, like any excess water. And it was, you obviously went like, what, a litre over for 68 cents?
It was something ridiculous. And it was due to we had a burst water pipe. They fixed the water pipe. The rental agency fixed the water pipe and then turned around and wanted us to pay for the 68 cents.
Well, someone's got to fork out, mate. That's a packet of PK right there. thank you, Chris. Liz is here. Liz, you can beat Chris's 68 cents.
Yes, I consistently got a 55-cent bill from a telecommunications
consistently
company.
So more than once they billed you this?
Yes. What happened was this telecommunication company, I actually used to have the bill directly debited from my account. Suddenly I got this 55-cent bill. When I queried about it, they said, oh, look, I'm sorry, that's an error. Just ignore it. The only thing was I constantly got this bill every 3 months for over 6 years.
So, Liz, this telecommunications company wouldn't happen to rhyme with Relstra, would it?
No, actually, surprisingly enough.
What about Roptus?
Yes.
Okay, cool. I was working my way down. Next was going to be Rotaphone. Patrick is here. Patrick, you can actually beat Liz's 55 cents.
Yes, I can.
What was it?
It's 2 cents.
No.
What? What was it for?
It's a fuel card account that I used to have for a company.
Yeah.
And, of course, when I went to shut it, there was 98 cents I still owed on
it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And to transfer 98 cents, I had to transfer $1 because I couldn't do anything lower.
$2 in debt, 2 cents in debt. So, yeah.
2 cents in debt, and they still send me that was 6 to 9 months ago, and they still send me the account for 2 cents for the last 9 months.
Patrick, go. Be a maverick. Don't pay it, son.
Sex Education is a very popular TV show on Netflix. If you've never seen it, there's two particular characters we want you to know about, Jean and Otis. So Jean is Gillian Anderson, and she is a sex therapist who is also the mum of Otis and likes passing on her sex therapy wisdom to Otis.
Ugh.
Otis then passes on said wisdom to his mates at school and actually opens up a bootleg therapy kind of thing at school to help his mates out. Now, there's a real life sex education mum and son in the UK, and we have the son of the duo, Diggory Waite, on with us right now. How are you, Diggory?
I'm wonderful. Thank you so much for having me on.
Diggory, Gabby set it up beautifully there. But you and your mom, you have been called the real life sex education, you know, mother and son. Oh, is it weird? Because I think most people aren't that open about sex stuff, particularly with their parents, but you are. But it's not weird at all?
No, it's not weird at all. I remember when I was a kid, we discussed sex around the dinner table like you would, like news or politics, anything like that. And when I realized it was weird is when I remember one of my mates came over after school and we were chatting at the dinner table, as we did, chatting about news and stuff. Sex came up and we were talking away. And I looked at him and I realized he was looking around up at us, horrified, absolutely horrified. And obviously the next day he goes into school, he's like, guys, you'll never guess what. At Diggory's family, we all talk about sex. But when I realised it was strange.
That's so funny because every family has that, don't they? Where they do something they think is totally normal, but then your friends are like, huh? But yours is a little more extreme than most, like a made up monopoly rule or something. So were your friends then expecting you to pass on that information to them?
Well, I have to be honest, that was that particular friend, that was really quite young. But once we started getting a bit older and people realised that I was, you know, I had this quite useful fountain of knowledge at home, because I suppose at school, I don't know if your sex education was the same, but ours was rubbish.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
They didn't help. They didn't help at all, particularly with, you know, some of the, yes, I can tell you what a fallopian tube is, but I don't know actually how to put on a condom, you know, things like that. You know, so the sex education was rubbish at our school. So eventually kids would, you know, some of my friends would be like, oh, could you ask mum about this? And could you
wow.
and ask her about that? So, yeah, I'd help out.
Go home to mum with like a list of questions.
This is what Sally asked. This is what Bradley needs to know. I'm a little bit torn here because I certainly did not have this relationship with my mum. And you said that, you know, you guys realized it was a bit weird when you kind of, you know, had a mate sort of react to you guys talking about it. But I'm starting to wonder who the weird ones are because I feel like...
Yeah, it should be normal.
It should be talked about a little bit more. I feel like you guys sort of need to be what the new normal is, if that makes sense.
Totally, completely agree. I mean, we talk about this a lot on our podcast about it. Is the fact that part of what we're trying to do with the podcast as well is we're trying to... It's me and mama trying to show that if a mom and son can talk about this, then anyone can.
Mm.
And we say, you know, as soon as your kid starts asking you these questions, that's when they're old enough to know, really, because they're already getting it. And you can be the one that gives them the right information. And if you keep giving them the right answers, they'll keep coming to with the questions. And you can create that dialogue that way.
Right. Good one.
The podcast is called The Real Sex Education. Check it out. Diggory Waite, he is the real life son and his mum's the sex therapist. So check out the podcast. Diggory, awesome to have you on, mate. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much for having me, guys. It's been an absolute pleasure.
When it comes to fighting or arguments within your relationship, I feel like Google has been a blessing and a curse. Because if you have a disagreement, the first thing you do is reach for your phone, have a little Google, and you find out instantaneously who is right and who is wrong. And that can be good because it stops the argument in its tracks.
Can't be bad if
but
you're
it can
the
be bad if you're wrong.
One.
And that's what happened. We were on our nightly walk last night, taking the dog for a walk around the neighborhood, and we're going along, and I was talking about how our dog Bear, who is a little chihuahua, he just wants to stop every 5 seconds to sniff or to wee or to whatever. He just wants to, he's distracted.
You got to understand, this is his big social outing of the day. I mean, you've been at work, you've been to the shops, you've been doing your thing.
He's getting out. And we're going along and he's like zigzagging across the path like a drunk person on the way home from a pub, sniffing everything on his way. And
been there before, haven't you? Not going to judge him for that.
I said during the walk, oh, we should get him some blinkers like the horses wear when they race. And Nev goes, you mean blinders? And I said, no.
Blinkers.
I mean blinkers. And he goes, they're called blinders. And we started having this argument about
what are they
what
called?
It is,
I know
right?
what you're talking about. They're like these little cups.
And so they can't
look like
see
they're
what's
made
next
of
to them.
Leather. Yeah, they can't see next to them.
Gives tunnel vision so they only see what's ahead.
Look straight. It's like tunnel vision, like anti-vaxxers. Straight, looking straight ahead, not looking at what's actually around them.
Exactly. And so we had this little argument. And so, of course, Nev pulls his phone out and he has a bit of a Google to find out what they're really
blinkers
called.
Or blinders.
Turns out.
Yeah.
They're called both. They can be blinkers or blinders. And I have never realised this before in my life, but there's one thing worse than being wrong in an argument, and that's when you're both right.
When you're both
because
right.
Really no one's a winner.
No one wins. Everyone's a loser.
Everyone's a loser.
When everyone's right.
Cliffo and Gabby's Naughty 640. Can you handle what
I'm about to do? Already a bit hot. This is just going to make it worse.
We were saying that before.
Having like
actually,
a hot flash or something.
The ad break before you're like, are you hot? I'm like, not really. But you sensed that the Naughty 640 is on the way.
Yes.
Where I talk about normal dad and husband stuff. Always right from my wife's perspective.
Mm.
She loves that. And today it's about actually my wife on the weekend had some co-workers around for a barbecue to show off the new house, and I had to cook a sausage sizzle for the co-workers. So it's all about that.
Okay, how do you make that sexy?
Oh, stand by. Naughty 640, volume 51. The barbecue hot plate heats up just like my burning loins when I hear the clickety-clack of his tongs doing their thing. I hear an ever-so-faint shh noise as he sprays canola atop the charcoal surface. The noise continues for longer than normal. Obviously, he wants the Weber nice and oily for what he's about to cook up. out comes the sausages, lined up one by one like erect soldiers standing at attention. They look cool now, but they have no idea of the heat that is about to befall them. He savagely rips the snags from their pack at home, tossing and turning them for the next several minutes. The air is kissed with the hiss of his fine, long, cylindrical meat. Once sufficiently charred, they are added diagonally to bread and sloshed with lashings of Tommy sauce. The visitors slide them into their mouths one by one. Not a single person left wanting more. Lucky me, I think to myself. I get to experience his sizzling sausage sessions anytime I like.
Oh, my God. I was impressed when you got Fang in there, but then when you squeezed Erect in, I was, you know, that was it for me.
Take a layer of clothing off Cliffo. This is too much.
That was Cliffo and Gabby's podcast.
Looking for your morning coffee hit without the heat? Grab a McCafe iced coffee. It's perfect for warm Queensland mornings.